I have been at a point in time. I'm not current with it.
You know why the most traditional blind methods of math even today is?
What's that? So you have the real abacus or a virtual abacus?
You find the bees, they're stiffer. Yeah, real abacus, and it works very well.
Well, that's good. That's good. I was impressed with the kids that could do one virtually. they've done it so much they don't even need the physical part of it anymore.
What did you probably don't know? Now, you might have heard the story about Louis Braille, have you?
No.
Better in 1860. This six-key system was with a typewriter, which is incredibly heavy. And it takes a lot of room. But the thing is, the problem with Braille is, and I'm having trouble, I got to relearn it. There's 192 contractions in Braille to write with, so it gets very confusing sometimes.
Yeah, contractions make things difficult. I noticed too, with chat sessions and you're dealing with somebody that English isn't their first language, they never use contractions because they're confusing.
Because I'm going to give you another clue that you probably... These are things you wouldn't know because you weren't involved in that profession of blind like I was. And I learned a lot. And one of the problems is I was going to get a federal mobile book print in Braille to read. And the federal mobile book's about 100 at the time. It's bigger now, but the time was 180 pages. That would have been 17 books.
I didn't follow you on that, Al. Try that again.
In Braille, is you would need a whole bookcase shelf to be able to type it.
Oh, that's not good. Yeah, that would be difficult.
All things up, you had a clue. It's a good point that I didn't know if you knew. I'll say 73. This transmitter is getting hot. I'm telling you, I got to get this antenna fixed. It's driving me nuts.
Okay, Al. Well, some interesting points there. Appreciate you bringing those to us. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, like check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
KW. KC4SKD, Larry, and KG4AHS, Rosa. Both of these, Lee, please check us in and out tonight. Good evening.
Okay, now control lock to recognize KC4SKD, that's Larry. Bring with him KG4AHS, that's Miss Rhonda, over in Easley. Good to have you with us tonight, Larry. To Rhonda, we said hello. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. One last call, all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, if I missed anyone for comments or if I missed any check-ins, call W4DJW. All right, be sure and stop by tomorrow night where Daniel will be calling the net. He's the net controller for the first Sundays of the month. So it'll probably be Daniel tomorrow night. Be sure and stop by and check in with him. I'm sure he would appreciate it. Stand by for my net report. Okay, this is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.